It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, what's concert etiquette? Okay, we want you to weigh in on this situation that happened with Hannah. Hannah went to a concert this past weekend when we were in San Diego. We went to Luke Bryan. 314-531-9898. Hannah was basically told she was having too much fun at a concert.
Yep.
That's how you feel, at least.
Yeah, I'm very, very upset about this. So me, AB, and then our friend from the Burt Show, Abby, they're based out of Atlanta. We all went to the Luke Bryan concert together, having a great time. Like, my favorite setting situation ever is being at a country concert with my girlfriends. I feel like I'm free. I can dance. I can drink. I can have fun. And I'm dancing along to Luke Bryan singing. Then all of a sudden, I have someone touching me on the shoulder. And it was the woman from behind us spreading me and Abby apart. And she was like, hey, I'm going to take a video of this song. So can you guys just like chill out? And I was flabbergasted. I was like, what? Like,
all right. So first, I'm going to stop the story.
Well, hold on, because I remember the story differently.
You weren't being touched.
Pause for the story. Alex wants to call out Hannah's secret word, I'm guessing.
Yeah, because she's now used it twice, and I also used it to fake people out, and her word is flabbergasted.
Wrong!
Yeah!
Oh!
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Wow. So Alex has eliminated himself.
Yeah.
Which Alex is
it's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's already used his word, right? You were clean.
Yeah.
He used it and he was clean, but tried to call out Hannah. So now it's down to Hannah and AB. We gave them secret words to use, and if they used it in a sentence and didn't get called out, they would win a prize at the end. But if you called someone out and it wasn't their secret word,
you'd be out. Yes.
I
don't understand how this game works.
I also thought it because I text Kevin that I think Hannah used her word. So I would have called her out too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. But no.
That
Hannah,
wasn't my word.
All right. Well,
wow. Hannah's messing with people now.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So back to the story though, really quickly. Hannah is told, hey, can you stop dancing for a second so I can film? You're kind of getting in the way of me videotaping the concert while she's dancing, hanging out with her friends. AB, you don't think this is wrong.
I don't remember it happening this way. I'm standing next to Hannah, and Hannah and Abby are having a full conversation.
Oh,
and
they're
so,
talking.
Yes, they weren't dancing and singing along. They're having a conversation very loud. And the girl behind them was like, hey, like, love the song. I want to film it. Can you guys be quiet for a second?
She was not.
I think would be totally valid.
She was not kind about it. Like, she went immediately to like separating us, like stop. And that was not okay. I'm at a concert. I'm there to have fun. I'm there to talk. I'm there to sing. I'm there to do whatever the hell I want. We were there at like buying tickets. We can do what we want. I thought it was so rude. I don't really care about her experience, honestly.
Okay, so I agree with 90% of what Hannah is saying, except till that point. You can't be rude to other people's experience, so you can't infringe on their experience. I don't know.
I agree with you on that. Everybody is dancing and singing. Yeah. You're at a concert.
Agreed.
If you want an amazing video, you need to get like an acoustic VIP session or something by yourself. Concerts. Everybody is Agreed. Dancing and singing and talking. You're never going to get like a clear shot video of what you want.
But if you're talking really loud, like AB says, then I see the woman's point.
I don't really see if, I don't think I was.
Okay, here's the point that I think I'm coming from. If this person's talking really loud, there's no way. I'm a loud talker, but there's no way you can't hear the music. I mean, there's like,
no.
there's a sound machine.
Yeah, right. Disagree.
There's, I'm just going to give Hannah the benefit of the doubt that you can still hear the songs, you can sing along. I feel like you can't get a good video quality, and I don't care about your video. I think people
That's
film
what I'm
way
saying.
Too many cuts.
I don't care about your video.
That. That's not fair. You, hey, if you can hear the song and they can enjoy the song, then dance, sing, and enjoy the song. If people are having a conversation, that, like they do, Alex performs live in bars all the time. People talk, mingle.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what live music's for.
She pulled like a Miranda Lambert on me.
Is that for your phone videos? Is that
but
for
maybe
your...
it was her nice way, nicer
She
way.
Was not like, hey, girly, hi, I'm really kind. She was like, move.
Maybe it was her nicer way of telling you to talk quieter, though.
Yeah.
Kevin wanted, one said people shouldn't stand at concerts. He's old. He wanted everyone to sit.
Exactly.
So here's what his opinion is.
My thing is this. First off, she touched you. You don't touch anybody. You
That's
want,
assault,
as soon as, exactly. Whoa. That's assault, brother. So that right away would make me angry. I mean, regardless, even if, I mean, but I also think the approach. If she's very kind and I say, look, I've been enjoying the show. I really just want to get a clean video. Can you guys quiet down just a little bit? Just for about 30 seconds. I think that that's part of it, too. If
yeah.
If you were to approach it from a nicer standpoint.
Then I think she's valid for doing
right.
that.
No.
Right.
Never valid.
I have never. It's going to sound like this old, old man, and I know it, but... More people need to put their phones down
and enjoy the show.
Enjoy
what
the
if
show?
That was her favorite song, the only song she wanted to film?
You don't know. Still hear it.
And how many times do people watch those?
You're, I watch mine every day.
They sound like
yourself. You're crazy.
Do you? Because they
yes,
sound like
genuinely.
Crap.
Genuinely, yes.
Really?
Yes.
I always think whenever you film something...
You're like, what are you going to do with that
yeah,
video
what,
later
It's like
on.
The people videotape the fireworks. Like, are you really going to watch these fireworks on the 4th of July? It's the same thing. I'm like, stop videotaping. You're never... You maybe posted on Instagram and guarantee... You two AB included, every time you post one of those videos, I just click it real quick. I'm like, it's Sabrina Carpenter singing. Cool. Like, I think Hannah's in the right. She's mingling and hanging out with her friends.
Thank you.
She
that
paid
so I can
admission.
Have it for later.
Yeah. She paid admission. It's a party. Party is where people talk, sing, dance, do whatever, twerk it, whatever you want to do.
And it's Luke Bryan. That's like one of the most fun, entertaining concerts. But regardless, that shouldn't care. I was having fun. I'm still mad at that lady.
What's concert etiquette? Can you sing? Can you dance? Can you talk? Or do you have to be appropriate? And was this person in the wrong for saying, hey, Anna, chill out on your dancing. Chill out on having your conversation if that's what was happening so I can film this song? 314-531-9898. Weigh in on this on Y98 St. Louis. Still rolling commercial free, and we're trying to figure out who was in the right or wrong with Hannah getting involved in some concert drama. Only Hannah would go to a lovely concert, have a time of her life, dance it away, and then get into some drama. Of course, yep. Hannah did. So Hannah went to Luke Bryan, big country concert, and I agree with Hannah. Luke Bryan is known for throwing a party when he throws a concert. He likes to, his music is very lively. So she was dancing with some friends, and... This is where the story gets a little wishy-washy. She says she was just dancing and singing and having a good time. AB, on the other hand, is taking this other person's side, not her friend's side, mm-hmm. which is interesting. this perfect stranger who said, can you stop dancing? Can you stop singing? I'm trying to take a video. And AB thought, well, you guys are talking, and that's not appropriate at concerts. I agree with Anna. Like, talking, singing, they're all the same difference. And as long as you can hear the music and everyone's doing it, that's what people are doing. They're here to party. It's a party. People, some people talk, some people sing, some people stand there awkwardly like me and move side to side and then like try to pretend like you're dancing.
The fun police yeah. was there.
But like Kevin has said, like he prefers that people sit at concerts.
It's right. Yes.
That's just never going to happen.
314.
Then we wouldn't have this conversation, would we?
314-531-9898. Sharon.
Yes, sir.
Who is AB's mother?
Yeah.
Whose side are you on, Hannah's or AB's?
Come on.
I am 100% on my daughter's side.
I yeah, thought you were what? Fun.
Wow.
And first of all, Brett, talking and singing are not the same thing.
Completely.
I should tell you,
you
I was
hear
recently,
me sing.
I was recently at a Tate McRae concert, sitting next to my sister-in-law, having fun, singing, dancing, whatever. Then someone she knew shows up and comes sit next to her, and they start talking throughout the entire concert. People in front of us were turning around, behind us, they were talking so loud and disrupting. I felt awful. That's not okay.
Was it good gossip, though, at least, that you could overhear?
You have got to be respectful of people around you. I'm all about singing and dancing, but when you can't sit there and just talk.
No.
During a concert.
That's
and
not
AB and I talked
on.
At Luke Bryan, too.
Hannah?
Not really. You maybe talked at me.
Dang.
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
And Hannah, exactly. You want to respond to Mama Bear Sharon right now?
Love you.
Thank you so much. I do think, though, I said this, too. You cannot infringe on someone else's concert experience. So, to me, there are two different experiences, right? Like, so what Sharon is talking about, she couldn't hear the music anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That is different. Hey, I need to get good video. Not okay.
Not
that's
good
the
enough
argument.
Excuse for me.
I don't know what the conversation and level is, but I feel like conversation is probably not going to interfere with the music that you're hearing. But it could interfere with the video quality that you're taking. I'm not here to make sure you get a good video. If you want a good video of Luke Bryan, go get a different angle. Go somewhere else. But for me, you can't also hurt someone else's concert experience. And that is inappropriate if you are talking that loud. That mm-hmm. is annoying. And that's
also
a whole different
concert is not the place or time to like carry on a conversation. Go get a cup of coffee or a drink mm-hmm. with that person.
Well,
if the conversation's that, you know,
yeah,
that important.
Okay.
There was some juicy tea happening. There's some text coming in that said there's limits. Dancing until you bump into folks. Talk until you disrupt others. Film into your phone. Block someone's view. Everyone's limits are different. I agree.
Yeah,
and I don't think I was being like crazy doing all these different shenanigans. Like I literally thought I was being completely fine, just having fun like everybody else there, except the fun police behind me who's not having fun.
I felt like that text message should be printed out. Everyone should have that because I felt like that was great. Talk. As long as you're not like being disrespectful, sing, dance, make sure you don't bump it into people. AB, you're going to be the final judge. Was she talking too loud?
Yes.
There you have it, folks.
And wow. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.